My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
All right, my friends, we are halfway home on a Friday. Tranquilo, remember, it's Friday. Let's get our heads right. And finish strong, last half of the show here. I'm Woodsy, that's Paul Reindel, executive producer Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, joins us as well.
Guess what? I am so impressed by our next guest's dedication. Because not only, we knew it was his wedding tomorrow, so I figured Jake's definitely out
this week. I already wrote him off. I was like, well, no chance.
100%.
Yeah, and then I find out from Paulie, it was his birthday yesterday?
Yeah, I believe so.
So it's his birthday weekend, his wedding weekend. And yet, he still is joining us right now from Cespedes Family Barbecue and Yahoo Sports, purveyor of the saxophone on our YouTube stream. Jake Mintz is with us. Jake, good morning. Happy birthday. Congratulations on the nuptials. It's great to see you. Now, give me some Jerry Rafferty Baker Street.
Please give us some Baker Street.
So the problem with playing the saxophone is I ain't very good at it.
That's fine. Let's hear it anyway.
Couldn't tell that from the YouTube
video. I love this. This is gold.
Not bad.
I'm learning it.
Dude, that's badass. How hard is it to learn?
Hard.
I bet, dude. Hard. I bet it's really, really hard.
Difficult and noisy. You know,
and when done, but when done poorly, sounds
horrendous.
Absolutely, you can pick around on a guitar,
shrieky, shrill sound.
So you can pick around on a guitar a little bit, and it doesn't. It's not going to drive people crazy. A piano, a little bit, fine. Anything with a horn or drums is a little bit grating.
Yeah. So I don't think my fiance listens to this show.
Why not?
So I'm going to give a little secret here.
All right. Okay. Go ahead.
I am learning the saxophone because I am surprising her at the wedding.
Wow.
Oh.
She does not know that I am learning the saxophone.
Oh, gosh. You have to do it in private as well.
And so whenever she's not home, she goes out to work.
What song
are you choosing?
I'm teaching
myself how to play the saxophone. Our song, our favorite song, is Sweet Virginia by the Rolling Stones.
Oh, that's a great tune, man.
I've been practicing in private. So if she's listening, that was a joke. My beautiful beloved.
I was just kidding.
Does she know you even have a saxophone?
Yeah, does she know you have a sax?
No, I hide it.
How do you hide a saxophone? What are you hiding in the closet? Nothing.
Luggage.
There's nothing in here. Do not come in here, though. Please, I'm begging you.
This sounds like a skill issue for you guys.
Dude, well, congratulations. It's your last official day of freedom. You're sitting outside. You look to be enjoying yourself. That all ends.
You'll never be outside again.
Yeah, you look happy and calm. That all ends. It's over, buddy.
No, I don't like this energy. I did stay up last night, by the way, and watched the whole Padres game.
I was there. I stayed the whole time. It was hell.
Oh my God. Okay, so here, let me ask you a question. When you have one of the best five closers in baseball, like he is, Robert Suarez is phenomenal. He's dynamite. He's been locked down all season long. When that guy blows a save, it's almost harder to be mad about it because it's like, well, he's due for a couple of these. And it just happened to be in this really brutal fashion to a hitter who really shouldn't be doing that.
Correct.
And you just chalk it up to bad luck. Whereas like Yankees fans right now want to put Clay Holmes in the sewer system and never see him again.
Into the Hudson River. That's exactly right. And it was jarring, man, to see. It was. And, you know, the portion of the fan base, Jake, that has like, well, he's due, like, I'm seeing it. He gave up a hit and he walked a guy in this last, I could see it coming. And the numbers have not been good the last month. It was kind of leading to this. You kind of knew it was going to happen when he walked a couple guys. You thought they're going to get a couple off of him here. It's not obviously going to be clean. But yeah, man, we've done it to so many teams this year. So many closers. We have ruined their lives. We were due for one. That's how I'm looking at it. I'm flushing it and got to figure out a way to go beat Logan Webb tonight.
It is the least panic stations closer blowing it I can remember because he is Robert Suarez. He's very good. I understand he's been a little shakier, but he's still really good. And you have two other guys in the pen
who
you could just make the closer if you really needed to. Now, I understand that there's a cascading effect to that. I get it. But like the Padres bullpen is not something that worries me. You know, here are 2 days before I get married. I'm not stressed about the Padres bullpen.
Probably wise of you to do that. Jake Mintz is with us. Our segment with Cespedes Family Barbecue guys each week is brought to you by our friends at Granville Barbecue. By the way, that would be a good wedding food.
Oh, it'd be a great Granville
Barbecue.
Food.
What are you guys serving at the wedding?
Well, my fiance is a vegetarian, so
not barbecue.
We are not serving meat, but I would.
Brisket, pulled pork, that would be up your alley.
Real quick.
Into my belly. When I'm out there for the World Series, I will make a trip out to Grand Ole Barbecue.
Oh, I like that. I like where your head's at. All right, let me ask you this. So your wife's a vegetarian.
Yeah. Pescatarian.
Oh, okay. So will you be serving fish and veggies?
Salmon, eggplant parm, and ravioli.
Now you didn't invite me. Didn't invite me to your wedding, but I would have said no because of the salmon. It's the number one thing that I loathe more than anything in the world. I would have had to bring like a bag of Ritz bits with me to your wedding. I would have been eating Ritz bits in the seat, man.
I didn't want salmon. I said it four times.
That's me live from your wedding.
Well, you have options. With
wedding
you
is have options.
What flavor of cake, then? That's vegetarian.
No cake.
No cake.
What are you guys doing? No pie cake. Or something? What is it?
No, cake is a dumb shtick. To me and my beautiful fiance, we want our wedding to be focused primarily on the dancing. Okay. We have made every possible decision to allow for the maximization of dance floor activity. And the cake breaks that up in a way that we are not interested in. And so therefore we nixed it.
But there has to be some sort of dessert, right?
Yeah, there's past desserts. We're not.
Okay. You're not
Italian. You're not monsters. Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. Good.
Cupcakes or, you know, just grab one and go.
S'mores bar. Yeah. How about that?
Now, one of my rules for the wedding, I'm curious for your thoughts on this, is no baseball references because I want to be seen as more than what I do for work.
Yeah.
So like, I hate going to a wedding and being like, wow, he really hit a home run with her. Like, that just makes me want to give myself a swirly. And so I've made it very clear to everyone who's speaking that that is not allowed.
Jake, it's your best man, Woodsy. We've been through so much together. Make sure you don't blow the save tonight, if you know what I'm talking about. Or do.
Get out.
Oh, my God. That's a good. Yeah, I like that. That's good. You don't want that shtick at your wedding. Talking to our pal, Jake Mintz from Cespedes Family Barbecue. He's walking the plank. I mean, getting married tomorrow to his lovely bride. And we're very happy for you, certainly. As we look right now at, you know, a little bit of a missed opportunity last night with Arizona losing. And, of course, you know, Atlanta's lost to the Rockies. That's brutal. You're seeing, you saw your Orioles get swept by the Reds. Like, that's fairly excruciating, I would imagine. No, you don't care.
No, you're mixing up the teams that wear orange, big guy. The Reds swept the Astros.
Oh, the Astros. Orioles. I'm sorry. Not the Orioles.
they dropped a, the Orioles, though, did drop a game to the Chicago White Sox.
Yes.
Which feels like losing 35 games in a row.
So we have them coming up soon, and I am sick.
Most nervous series of all season is three against the White Sox coming up.
Oh, dude.
It's a lose-lose. It's a lose-lose because it's like, if you win, it's like, well, you're supposed to win.
You better win by six.
And if you, yeah, if you lose, it's a, the sky is falling.
I try to think about it. All the other teams are really unhappy that we get to play the White Sox still. They've already had them. They've already done their damage. Now it's the Padres' turn to get to do some damage against the White Sox.
The White Sox are going to win that series. I'm telling
you. So
I'm telling you. They, to be clear,
Padres have already, they've already lost the season series to the Rockies. They can't also lose the season series to the White Sox.
Is it in Chicago or
no, it's here. It's here. Last three. Last three home games of the year.
Last three home games.
It's the last three of the year.
Last three home of the year. And then they got one road trip.
Oh, you guys are cooked.
San Diego
is winning the opener, and it's gonna be like, oh, this is good. And then Jonathan Cannon, who's a guy on the White Sox, is gonna shove it on game two. And then game three, you're just gonna bungle it. Oh, it's gonna, and Tatis is gonna like make an error. It's going to be like perfect karma come up.
I hope it. I hope it rains meat at your wedding tomorrow. Just meat, meat loaves, like all kinds of things falling from the
sky.
Drumsticks.
You can't find your reed at the last second for the saxophone.
Yeah, yeah. You lose your music.
My mouth will be open as the meat falls into it. I have found little areas in the wedding schedule where I can make sure I get my protein in. Don't worry.
It's our friend Jake Minns from Sesame's Family Barbecue. He's getting married tomorrow, but still wants to talk baseball with us here. Now, it's not the NL West race or the NL wild card race is fantastic, but I mean, I'm still looking at the American League side and the big series this week, obviously the Royals and the Guardians. The Guardians have finally kind of put their foot down a little bit in what's going on over in the American League.
Well, the Royals had just a catastrophic weekend last weekend. I mean, they went to Houston and they got mopped four games. Thanks for coming out. We appreciate the effort. Vinny Pasquantino breaks his thumb. He's out until like the middle of October. And at the very last second, this was some delightful procrastination roster construction. They add Tommy Pham, Robbie Grossman, and Yuli Gurriel within the span of like 25 minutes so that all three of those guys are postseason eligible. Tommy Pham, I think, homered last night, his first homer as a Royal, and they're just going to try and scrap it together. The AL Central is a total mess. None of these three teams inspire any confidence. I think the Twins are the best of these three teams, but they've just been stuck in neutral for so much of the season. Pablo Lopez, their ace, has looked amazing, and I just think they offer more upside. Cleveland's, some of their sluggers have been better as of late, but their starting rotation. Here you go. Name a Cleveland starter.
Tanner Bibee.
Bibee. Tanner Bibee.
Yeah, the projected playoff rotation is Tanner Bibee, Matt Boyd, Alex Cobb, and Gavin Williams. And they are probably going to have a bye. That team's going to have a bye.
Yeah, 20 games above 500.
It's crazy because remember in the first half of the season, in the National League, we were thinking 81 and 81 might sneak into the playoffs.
True.
And the American League teams were running away. Now we're wondering if 90 is enough, whereas the American League, every playoff contender, and there's six teams that are very likely to get in, all have a 500 record or worse over the last 10, whereas in the National League, all but the Diamondbacks have a winning record over their last 10. The National League is hot. The American League is kind of cooled down here in September.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it all shakes out over there because, I mean, the two best teams in the American League are in the same division, Orioles and the Yankees, and neither of them have... I think they've both played 500 ball over the last 2 months, right? No one is good, and therefore everyone is good. I think the Oakland A's have the second best
record. They do.
Break.
Incredible, man.
Like, up is down, down is up, in is out. I'm getting married. Like, I don't really know what to tell you, folks. But it is certainly going to be messy. The number one thing for non-Padres related, and I'm sure Padres fans know about this, is just that the Mets have caught the Braves.
It's unreal, man.
For that
seven straight, 8-2 in their last 10. That's insane. And one of those teams, you know, of those four teams, Padres, Diamondbacks, Braves, Mets, as well as they've all played in the second half, one of those teams is not making it, and that is, you just pray that it's not you.
Do you want the 6 seed or the 5 seed or the four seed?
Well, we want to be at home.
We want to be at home, so the four, but, like, you know, I'll take whatever I can get at this point. You know,
after that, though, four first, then six.
Agreed. Yeah.
Then five.
Yeah. Right.
I think it's
because
my
you'd
order.
Much rather play Milwaukee than Arizona.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I agree.
100%.
If I have to play Arizona, I want it right here in San Diego for three games.
Yep.
And then if you're six, you get Milwaukee, and then you get the second seed, which, I mean, it's either going to be the Phillies or the Dodgers at this point, likely. Pick your poison.
Yep.
You know, Padres have done better against the Dodgers. But then do you want to face them in the shorter series or the longer series? Because the goal is not just to get to the NLDS and then go home. It's to win the World Series if you're the Padres this year. So you kind of are planning for the whole month.
Yeah.
That's it. You figured it out.
Yeah, we figured it out. We got it all
dialed
in. Took
us 55 years of franchise history, but now we've decided the goal is finally to win the World Series.
Well, I'm sure it won't. None of this conversation will come back to bite us in the ass at all. I'm sure. I'm sure it's going to be, everything's going to be just fine, Jake.
You guys are going to have a great run in the MLB NIT.
that's the last thing I want, buddy. Well, congratulations on the wedding tomorrow. Don't be nervous. You know, it's not like you're marrying somebody you've never met before. Just remember, you guys know each other. You love each other. Oh, have a great time.
Dude, I don't get nervous.
Do you not?
I get excited.
Okay, good.
Yeah, you know, I'll wake up tomorrow in a pool of vomit, but I'm feeling awesome, dude. I feel great.
Play us out with a little bumper music here.
Yeah, play us out a little. That's really good. That's really, really good.
Oh, you're going to kill. She's going to be so amazed.
See you, Jake.
Jake Mintz, Cespedes Family Barbecue, brought to you each week by our friends at Grand Ole Barbecue. I just want to get married again so we can have Grand Ole Barbecue cater the wedding.
Yeah, it'd be worth it.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Gas Station Deep Hill says, I don't get nervous is quintessential DB talk. I don't agree. I don't get nervous. I do get excited.
It's okay. Really, yeah, it's.
I get anxious.
It doesn't mean you're cocky to not be nervous.
No. Not at all. Not at all. Nervous, I really don't. I get anxious. Is that nervous?
Yeah, that's exactly what nervous is.
Is it? But I'm like, it's excited, like anxiety. Does that make sense? I get excited too.
All right.
I would like you to get married again so we can do a bachelor party. And on this one.
Not just going to be a couple days of golf.
Where did you go? Prim or something?
I went to Vegas.
Oh, you went to Vegas. Did. Yeah, golf. You golfed.
You know what I know you're excited about? Ben's college football lineup for Saturday.
Yeah, I always love this
bit. I know you do, and I've got it set up for you next. When we come back, the best games to watch on your college football Saturday when we return after traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, NFL season underway last night. The Kansas City Chiefs did not lose the opener like they did last year to the Detroit Lions. They held on to beat the Baltimore Ravens 27-20, but they needed an instant replay review. Toe on the line with zeros on the clock. Isaiah Likely was out of bounds.
I was waiting for it. Where's he going to go? I know he's going to make a Likely.
Actually, he was definitely out of bounds.
Likely out of bounds.
Very, very clear, despite what Lamar Jackson said. No, you shouldn't have overturned that. No, you really should have. It hurts,
he just wore white cleats.
He might have gotten away with it. Maybe.
Also, NFL action tonight from Brazil. Game two of the season. The Philadelphia Eagles taking on the Green Bay Packers.
What were you saying earlier? We were talking about that game show this morning.
So there's a couple
Ian Rappaport and Adam Schefter. Yeah. I don't know if they're there or not. I think Peacock's got it, so I don't know. But NFL reporters that are there at the game, their coverage is going to be very odd.
Yeah, so there's a couple of odd things about the game tonight. The Brazilian government shut down Twitter in the country. I think it was just last week.
Okay.
There was some dispute with Elon, legal thing, and they said, fine, you're not going to play games. We're just going to say no more Twitter, no more X in Brazil. So if you are in Brazil covering the game, you can't tweet. And that's like a problem for a lot of NFL reporters who get most of their information out.
Something. You literally cannot access.
No, you can't access Twitter from Brazil.
What about a VPN?
Yeah, that's interesting. Well, they've come up with kind of a workaround. According to some reports, what many of the reporters are doing is they are, where their spouse or significant other is staying at home, they will be logged into the reporter's Twitter account, and then they'll just get texts with the tweets they're supposed to post.
So Mrs. Rappaport sitting at home going, are you effing kidding
me? Mrs. Schefter.
You're joking. I got three kids. I got to get ready. What do you? So-and-so is out with a hamstring pull. Are
Live
you joking?
The entire game. Set aside 3 hours, honey.
What a throw from yes. Jalen Hurts. Are you? Hannah would murder me if I was like, hey, you got to do this. I mean, I'm Ian Rappaport. You have to do this.
So the other weird thing about this game is they're playing it in Sao Paulo, and obviously a soccer stadium that is one of their big-time teams, Corinthians. Corinthians, their big rival, I don't know the name of the team, but their big rival is known for wearing green. So they hate green. They have forbidden the color green anywhere in their stadium. And that carries
Who's
over
playing tonight again?
To the game today. So the Philadelphia Eagles, who usually wear all green, are going to be wearing black and white because they're not allowed to be wearing green, or at least that darker shade of green that kind of matches Corinthians' rival.
Okay,
so,
and their opponent tonight is the
Green
Packers.
Bay Packers. However, the Packers' green is kind of like the Brazilian flag green. It's that light green.
Yeah.
I guess the Packers are okay. They can wear their normal white and yellow with a little green accents because it's the right color of green, but the Eagles have the wrong color of green, so there won't be a shred of Eagles green anywhere on the sideline or the field for this game because...
Like,
they don't want to be hated in Sao Paulo for wearing the wrong color.
This is like Major League Baseball just shoving the A's into Sacramento and then things like la 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 la. We don't have a stadium. This is horrible. Terrible. There's a $9,000 fine in Brazil for using X.
Good
so
job.
Again, Mrs. Rappaport is sitting at home manning her phone now going, like, here's what I would tell Hannah. All right, yeah, you can have access to my Twitter account. You can go at it. But you have to answer every single DM that's asking me to, you know, buy them a new belt if I happen to be at Nordstrom, if I know of the best gas station in the area they're staying in. You got to answer all the things that I get on a daily basis. But she wouldn't do that. She's not going to sit and tweet a live football game.
I'm looking at some of Ian Rappaport's latest.
Yeah, these are all from his wife.
The 3-year, $72.3 million extension includes $55.3 million guaranteed.
Just copy paste.
Seven-time Pro Bowler Jalen Ramsey regains the title of NFL's highest-paid cornerback.
Oh, God, dude.
Breaking
what are they
NFL
doing?
News, I guess, by the way.
Well, now, yeah, I'm not going to be able to watch it tonight. I'm going to be bowling, damn it. But I would like to see what a...
Do you have Peacock, even if you could watch it?
I do. I think I do have Peacock. I have them all. Every one of them.
All right. Then tomorrow, of course, college football Saturday. I always like to public service and give you the top lineup if you really wanted to.
I love this.
Sit on the couch all day.
We need music. Probably some sort of music.
Here are the best viewing options for you on a college football Saturday. You wake up early. And I'm not no ABC games this week. Last week I was all about ABC,
yep.
But the best game of the day is probably the 9 a.m. game on Fox. Number 3 Texas at number 10 Michigan.
Oh, man.
To start your day at 9 a.m. After that, it's not quite as good as it was last week. At 12:30, I'll go with an in-state rivalry. Iowa State at number 21. Iowa,
okay.
Probably not going to be that high scoring. You know, Iowa, they're not big-time scorers, but that's probably your best game in the middle of the day on CBS. Then at 4:30, I tend to go look for the ranked teams and those matchups, but these are two unranked teams on NBC at 4:30. Colorado at Nebraska. Kind of a pivotal game for Dion on the road. Nebraska is certainly a beatable team.
Yeah.
But they're also a team they could lose to. And this, I think, will kind of define a little bit of the season, his second season, and maybe the rest of his tenure as Colorado head coach, honestly. This is one I think they want to have, really kind of need to get.
Where's the game again?
In Nebraska.
In Nebraska. Lincoln, so. Oh, God, it's going to be packed.
So that's the 4:30 game on NBC. And then if you really want to stay up all night, you got Peacock at 7 o'clock. Boise State, Oregon. Big Northwest matchup. Boise State has a really good running back, Ashton Gentry. Ran for like over 250 yards in the first game. Oregon looked shaky against Idaho, I think it was. Bernie's Idaho Vandals. Last week, like only won by 10. They were favored by 45 or something. So there's some thought that number 7 Oregon could be a little vulnerable against Boise State in this game. But it is at Oregon. Should give them the advantage. But we'll see what happens. That's the 7 o'clock game in Peacock. And then if you're an Aztecs fan, they're playing on CBS Sports Network at 7:30 against Oregon State. Bad news, though. Aztecs lost their starting left tackle for the season. Joe Borjan tore his ACL in that first game against Commerce. So they're already – it's not the position you usually want to lose early in the season. Left tackle is kind of one of the key positions on the field in any level of football. So bad news for Sean Lewis. It's Oregon State, last time I checked, was favored by about a field goal, 3 to 4 points, somewhere in there. So they're expecting somewhat of a close game.
I think it's six.
It's up to six now?
I think it's six.
All right. So
yeah, Oregon State by six.
Money coming in on the Beavers against the Aztecs.
Well, I mean, if you watch the second half, you're pretty encouraged by what you saw from the Aztecs. But again, their defense is really what got them going with the turnover.
Nice Beaver.
Thanks. I just got it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
Paulie's going to do the Rindle report before Mike Schilt joins us at 9 o'clock. Paulie, anything
nice
you'd like
beaver.
Anything else you'd like to add to the conversation?
I want to get Woods' thought. We're going to be, I got a couple of music stories actually for you. On a Friday,
in.
It's you used to do new releases.
Yes.
Yeah, but I saw something yesterday. I'm a little confused. I've got my thoughts, but I want to get Woods' opinion.
Okay.
Ben, I don't really need your opinion.
Fine.
Well, he's usually on his phone anyway during the Rindle report, so it's fine.
I'll just relax.
Or watching the Paralympics on his computer. Right.
Got a little time off, which is nice here.
Put Ben Woods. Up.
97.3
And I got that Stagecoach lineup for you.
Oh,
can't
great.
Wait. I think I just made a very difficult day for Ben Higgins even worse. And I apologize. I really do.
How could you do that?
Because the look on his face, Paulie, when I told him, he went a little bit white.
Like, you knew who you were talking to here.
I know, but I... So Ben has to put, they have to put their family dog, Reggie, down today.
By the way, thank you to everybody who's reached out.
Yeah.
Shout out to his family.
And shout out to your family. It's you.
Ben.
Best wishes, yes.
So Reggie, we'll cross the Rainbow Bridge today. And I, you had mentioned earlier that you are going to bring him home. You know, you're going to wait. They're going to send
they
it to you.
They asked me, what did I want? And I said, I don't know. And then I talked to Shelley. She said, oh, no, we want him back.
Of course.
His cremated remains.
Yeah, it's his ashes.
Yes.
And they do that, you know, and they send it back.
They told me, well, they're going to do it anyway. Either you can get him back or not.
Right.
They gave me the option, one or the other, yes or no.
And you thought that that was on the house.
Well, I just thought, I assumed, I mean, it's either they're doing it anyway, so it's just whether you want to go pick them up or not.
And I told him.
They usually give you like a paw print.
You'll have some, the sweet paw print, which is really sweet. But they have like a few different options that you have to choose from, and then you get it back. They don't front you that urn.
No, I don't need a golden urn. Cardboard box is fine. Shoebox.
Cardboard
shoebox
box.
Is fine.
So unfortunately, just again,
shoebox.
That's not an option.
It's not an option.
No Ziploc bags for you.
Shoebox
is not an option. So when I told him roughly the prices of that coming back your way, his face went white. And he's like,
oh, my goodness.
He's like, you're kidding. No. Paulie's like, yeah, we just did it. I mean, it's pricey. It's pricey. So now he's looking and going, do we really need to do this? And I think the answer is unequivocally, yes, you have to. But it is pricey. I didn't want you to walk in and get sticker shocked in an already bad, bad moment. I was trying to prepare you for what's going to happen.
And I certainly wouldn't ever want to just stop by on the way home and pick up, you know,
a bag, a Ziploc bag full of your dogs. Here, you guys wanted this.
No, just something. I just, you know, somebody had a fire and just you know, scoop them in with myself and go. No,
you
will ever know.
You're going to dupe your. Here's the problem. It's not the ashes that are expensive. It's the urn and the paw print.
I didn't ask for an urn or a paw print.
Well, it's not an urn in the sense of like a big urn. It's like a box, but it's wooden.
I'm not
it's
looking
got a
for
little
a
lock
golden
on it.
Casket here.
Oh man, you're in for it, dude. I'm telling. It's probably what like. It's like $300 to $500.
I think we paid for the service, come to the house.
Yeah, that's different.
The service
that's
more expensive. Is fine.
Sure. But it was all included. And then the cremation. And
it's all inclusive.
It was
Ben. Like a Cabo
like
vacation.
A
yeah.
I think it was like $600.
Yeah, it's expensive.
$650.
It's the American plan.
So when I told him his face, he couldn't believe that it just wasn't but I'm paying for the service. Then they give me, no, it's extra. You'll have to, there's like a form. Would you like this one or this one or this one with the lock on it or and the nameplate.
LSN says we have our dog and cat just chilling in the closet $500 later. I don't want that. That's not what I want.
No.
Well, you don't want to spend the money for it.
Right. Well, I don't really want it sitting in a closet either.
Right. You put it out on a mantle.
I don't really want
put
that.
It next to the pickle.
I don't want it on a mantle.
Ben has a Civil War pickle in his house. It's my favorite thing. It's a pickle in brine from the Civil War. It's like 200 years old.
Now, Maggie says in our chat, when I went to pick up my beloved cat's ashes in a lovely box, they gave me the wrong remains.
How do you know?
How do you know?
I don't know. But I guess double check.
I don't know that I'll know what to look for.
Ours is it's weird because we have this big bureau, but it's got wire grating through it. Like, it's, you can see, like, through it. We have all of our bobbleheads on one side, and we have, like, 9 dead animals on the other side, along with some books. It's there. So
fiction, nonfiction, what are we
mostly
about
music here? Bios. My, this is my Nikki Six bio, and then my dead dogs are under it.
And a Fernando
and cats.
Bobblehead.
And, yeah. So... Yeah, man. I'm sorry. Yeah, I don't,
Mandalorian bobblehead.
Yeah, right next to all the dogs. I didn't want to ruin your day, but I did want you to be prepared when you walk in and when they hit you with, here, if you just pick which one you like, and we all know you're picking the cheapest option.
Well, I mean, we've got tier ones who have all been very supportive. If I, like, divvied them up in, like, little vials, would anyone like to buy some from me?
Put on the merch, put it on the merch store.
Some of the cost.
If you want
here.
Some of Ben's dog... Go to Ben and Woods merch store, buy a vial of Reggie, and it can help you offset the cost. Yeah, I like that idea. Oh, man. Sorry. This day sucks for a lot. It sucks in a lot of ways. Here's the thing I know about Ben, though. He's going to be upset. Then he's going to get home and be like, oh, look, golf's on. And you're going to be fine.
Move on.
You're going to be fine.
I'm $10 down from you staying the entire game last night, which was stunning.
It was stunning for me. It was stunning for me as well. Well, we love you. I'm sorry.
All right, well, we'll check traffic, then Paulie's got a Rindle report that apparently will not involve me at all.
You at all.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right. We just got a tweet, Paulie, from Mark B and SD. He said, one time I went to pick up my dead cat at the vet. They put him in the freezer to preserve him. He wouldn't fit in the casket I bought because his legs were frozen and sticking out. Long story short, I returned the casket and buried him in a bag. A.K.A. Benjamin. Ben's like, so... I'm looking at this. I see the cost. Should I just do this at home?
Well,
could I do this myself?
There's not going to be any burial because I read Pet Sematary when I was like 14. I never got over that.
I never got over that.
That's never happening.
No. Zelda.
Oh, God.
Gage.
Donald. I love the Donald.
Never happening. No chance.
That book and movie scared the absolute bejesus out of
me, man. Goodness gracious, Stephen King. You are a monster.
Good.
All right, we got to go quickly here. I got one more note on last night's game.
Okay.
So there was a play in the fourth quarter. You see it fairly often. Mahomes scrambled and he ran up the sideline. And as he was kind of crossing out of bounds, he got hit pretty good and hit the ground. They did not call a flag for... late hit, roughing the passer. But there was a lot of pushing and shoving, of course. All of his line, Mahomes' linemen, they get in that guy's face. Everyone's kind of pushing and shoving. You see that all the time in football. What you don't always see is comments after the game, like we heard from Roquan Smith from the Ravens. They asked him about that play, and he explains why there was no flag called.
He flopped. He flopped. That's why the referees didn't call it. It was a great call by a great no call by the ref. But whoever 88 is, I don't know who he is, but he better watch himself.
He did
a little slick push.
Was there someone on the sideline that pushed you as well?
Yeah, whoever number 88 is, I have no idea who he is, but I'll see him when I see him.
Damn, dude!
Yeah,
that is incredible.
Okay,
all right.
Those are fighting words.
I like spicy post game audio a lot. Big fan.
Me too.
Big fan.
We don't see it enough. I don't think.
No, I agree.
For football, especially.
These guys are going to testosterone out there.
You don't see it too much after the game's over, but yeah,
that's good.
All right, so. I saw a ton of videos yesterday, this morning, going around from one of my favorite bands of all time, Linkin Park. Now, they disbanded in 2017 or 18 after the death of Chester Bennington. Yep. That one really got me.
I was live on the air for that.
That was horrific to hear that news. But they have not been doing anything for the last 7, 8, 9 years. And they had a private concert, a small, intimate show last night in Los Angeles. And everyone goes, is Linkin Park getting back together? How do you do that without Chester Bennington? And they got a new lead singer. Her name is Emily Armstrong. And, you know, I'll play a little bit.
Wait. Every step that I take, another mistake to you.
Caught in the undertow, just caught in the undertow. Like they are playing the classics.
I know I'm not part of this Ronald Report today. You might as well take me off the stream. So they replaced a guy. I'm assuming Chester was a guy.
Yeah, he passed away.
With a girl.
With a girl.
As their lead singer. That's quite a different sound.
It is.
Now, we've seen this before. When a member of a band passes away, the band can continue.
Sure.
I don't. It's a lot tougher when it's Journey, the lead Eagles. Singer, the front man.
Well, he died in Journey.
No, but they've replaced the singer with usually a similar sounding singer
Correct.
To the one before.
Right.
This doesn't sound
felt
that similar.
Weird.
Right?
It felt weird to hear her singing Chester's lyrics that were so famous from the 2000s. I kind of was like, hey, if you guys want to keep it rolling, that's fine. Have a career. Maybe start a new band.
You know, I think I kind of shared your sentiment. And then I thought about AC/DC. And Bon Scott died. And they just hired Brian Johnson. And they didn't call them. They just stayed AC/DC. And they had a monster career after Bon Scott passed away.
Queen went on after Freddie Mercury.
They did, yeah. And they just called it Queen. I guess it's okay. The fact that it's a woman singer, I don't think it makes that big of a difference. If you just want to be Linkin Park but with a female voice, yeah, okay. Let me see. I don't want to hear some
more. That's fine, but it's a completely different band now.
Yeah. Chester had like a high rate. She sounds good. I mean, she sounds pretty good. Are they, and they're going to be doing like a new record and everything else?
I haven't seen any of those announcements yet, but the fact that they did a show.
They have a new single out.
They do have a new single.
I saw people talking about that yesterday. Yeah. Well, good for them. Yeah, you know, carry on. If you drop dead, I'm carrying on for about 3 more years.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
The solo artist.
No.
No, you can replace me.
Yeah, I'll replace you. Yeah.
So we will.
Darnay Tripp. Where are you, buddy? I want someone.
Will you still call it Ben and Woods though? Because they're not changing the name of the band.
No, Woods and Darnay.
No. I think you have to keep the name
Ben and Woods.
With
featuring Darnay Tripp and not Ben.
Featuring Darnay.
We'll have Ben's ashes right there on the window.
Yes, on the mantle. So
next to Bob.
By the way, my friend Doug Downing just sent me a DoorDash gift card in honor of Reggie. Turn this into a moneymaker somehow, way or another.
That man, Doug, is
thank
one of
you,
the
Doug.
Sweetest
Doug, you are an angel, man.
He works for Rancho
Doug Brienne,
Coastal
thank you very much.
Humane Society.
Yeah.
He did the same thing to me. He sent me a $50. He goes, the last thing you need to worry about tonight is dinner. And
that's
that
so
went so
sweet.
Far.
Doug's an angel, man. So if you drop dead, because I want someone similar, right? I want a sports guy. I need the heavy, heavy sports guy.
Ah, I see your mistake. There's no one like me.
That's true. I feel like I'm looking at Darnay and I'm like trying to get him to do bits and he'd be so mad. Because most sports guys take themselves very seriously. And their sports takes are very serious.
And mine are not.
You want them to be, but I poke holes in
that. That's fair. That's
all right. What's the last one, Paul? Quickly.
We got the Stagecoach lineup that you hinted at earlier. So Stagecoach was yesterday.
They announced yesterday.
They made the announcement yesterday for their 2025 lineup.
You know what may surprise you is I kind of want to go.
Okay. Well, I know why. So I'm looking at the headliners.
Two reasons.
Zach Bryan, Jelly Roll, and Luke Combs.
Yeah.
I don't know much. I've heard of Luke Combs. Don't know much about him. I started to listen to a little bit of Jelly Roll. I like it.
I just like Jelly Rolls.
I really like Zach Bryan. I like his music.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm looking at some of the lower names. Brothers Osborne. Lana Del Rey
will be there. She's doing some country things now, so I'm in on that. Sturgill Simpson is playing.
Oh, Shelly loves Sturgill Simpson.
I love Sturgill Simpson. Sammy Hagar, the great Sammy Hagar, will be there.
Okay, that was interesting.
Backstreet Boys will be there, Ben, along with Creed. I'm in. 1,000%. Goo Goo Dolls will be there.
Austin Snell, no relation to Blake.
You don't know that.
I don't know that,
actually.
Nikki Lane is fantastic. I'm actually, for the first time in my life, considering. Foster already texted me, hey, just imagine, man, us tearing it up.
Guy Fieri's Stagecoach Smokehouse.
Yeah, that's where you eat.
Yeah, sounds
I've been
sounds
to Stagecoach once. It was fine. It was fine.
Diplo's Honky Tonk.
I think I know more people on the Stagecoach lineup than any recent Coachella lineups.
Me too, buddy. But Zach Bryan's good. Lana's great. Sturgill's amazing.
Problem is, I would need the VIP hookup.
And
I don't want to deal with the wall. You got to walk for so long.
Maybe Hannah will want to go
sit
and bring
so far in the back.
Maybe Hannah will want to go and bring 11 kids with us.
Tommy James and the Shondells.
Are they going to be there?
Yeah.
Is that Sherry?
Yeah. That's Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons.
Oh, we got Mike Schilt next.
Oh, that's right.
See who he's most excited about. Stagecoach.
That could be a Stagecoach fan
Jelly
for sure. Mike Schilt, Manager's Report, next here on 97.3 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.